The Gemara in Masechus Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tzayin and Beis famously says, "Amar Rabbi Kruspidoi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Sfarim Neftachim v'Rosh Hashanah." So it's a little bit maybe unseasonal at the moment, but and if we don't discuss it now, I don't know when we will. So it's come up, and I guess it's good to discuss. Because it doesn't really only speak to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, obviously it really addresses the idea of Schar V'Onesh and Din in general. Okay? So I'd like to try to discuss, there's only so much we could say about these types of things because obviously they're things that we don't know definitively about. I mean, halacha is objective, we know what is. Okay? So once again, we're picking up with the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'll read the Gemara along with you. If you want to follow, you can. Amar Rabbi Kruspidoi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim, Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemur. Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurin, Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurin. Ve'echad Shel Beinonim. So there are three categories of people, and apparently each one has a book. Each category is represented by a different book. You have the Tzadikim Gemurim, the Rishayim Gemurim, and then smack in the middle, you have the Beinonim. You have those that are absolutely righteous, absolutely evil, and in the middle, the Beinonim, middle of the road individuals. Tzadikim Gemurim, says the Gemara, Nichtavim v'nichtamin la'altar. The absolutely righteous people are written and sealed la'altar for chayim. They are written and sealed immediately for life. Rishayim gemurim, the entirely evil people, nechtavim v'nechtam la'altar l'misa. They are written and sealed immediately for death. Beinonim, however, tluyim v'omdim Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. I'm sure this is something that everyone has heard at one point or another. Righteous people are written and sealed immediately for life. Evil people are written and sealed immediately for death. And the Beinonim, which we assume comprises the bulk of the population, they are tluyim v'omdim Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. Somehow their fate is held in limbo until Yom HaKippurim. What happens then? Zachu, if on Yom Kippur they tilt the scales in favor of Zachus, so, Nechtavim L'chaim. Lo Zachu, if that's not the case, then Nechtavim L'misa. Then the Gemara goes on to basically prove that there are these books. The Gemara brings psukim to bear out the fact that these books exist, and offers other psukim. I'm not so interested in the psukim. I'm more interested in this idea of the din on Rosh Hashanah and potentially the din on Yom Kippur. And obviously, there's a lot to be understood over here. Just the very basic question I think that we have to address is, according to this memra of Rav Kruspidoi, it seems that tzaddikim are nechtavim v'nechtamim on Rosh Hashanah. Rishayim are nechtavim v'nechtamim for Misa on Rosh Hashanah. Beinonim get to wait until Yom Kippur. And then they get a judgment of Moves or Chayim. Now, what does that mean about the rest of the year? You see, there are people, tzaddikim, who die throughout the year. You see that there are Rishayim that live throughout the year. So what exactly does it mean, Chayim and Mavis? Obviously, they're not getting the judgment of death or life right away. So we maybe need to understand what exactly this does mean. So let's take a look. There are different opinions, and we'll try to go through a couple of them over the next few days. Let's take a look at Tosafos first. We'll start with Tosafos. It's probably one of the more basic approaches. So Tosos here, it's the Dibra Maschil Venechtamin. Venechtamin La'alto L'chaim. So the Tosos says, since there is this category of Beinonim, middle of the road people, Mashma, that Tzadikim Kari L'misha Zechuyosav Merubim, Rishayim Gimurim L'misha Avanosav Merubim. So Tzadik is someone who lives his life or her life in such a way that the merits outweigh the misdeeds, and the rasha is the one whose avonos outweigh the good deeds. Pamim, says Tosos, Pamim hatzadikim nechtamim lamisa v'rishayim gemurim l'chayim. Tosos is observing, yeah, you see sometimes tzadikim get Misa and Rishayim continue to live. Sometimes what would appear to be a very enjoyable life. Mm-hmm. He says this too is born out from the Pasuk. Dechsev Umashalim Lusonov El Panov Lahavido Darminan So Parakama Dikidushin Misha Zechuyosav Merubin Yavanosav. We'll take a look at that Pasuk inside in a moment. But basically what Tosos are observing here is that sometimes you have a person, and have an individual, whose zechusim are merubim from his avonos, doma kamisha sarafas kol haTorah kula, velo shir mimena os achas, v'i avonosa merubim mizechuyosav, if his avonos are outweigh the misdeeds, doma kamisha mekayim es kol haTorah kula, velo chiser os achas, the kolza the karihacha gabi rishayim misa gabi tzedikim chayim kolmar v'chayei ha'olam ha'ba. I'm also saying the following, that when the Gemara here, Rav Kruspidoy in particular, when he uses the term chayim and maves, what does that mean? It doesn't mean chayim and maves in the physical world. It means there's an assessment made of a person's spiritual standing. Is a person, right now, is a person tilted in the direction of tzidkus, or is he tilted in the direction of rishus? Do his misdeeds outweigh his good deeds, or do his good deeds outweigh his misdeeds? And what is the assessment that's made? Is this person destined for olam haba? Kolomar, what's that?
It's an interesting definition of tzedikim and rasha, because it's like you can do a lot of bad things, but as long as you're doing one more good thing or whatever the balance is, as long as you tilt it to the tzedik side, then you're a tzedik. Just an observation.
Yeah. Well, that's his definition, right? He says, well, pamim hatzedikim nechtamim lamisa v'rashayim gemurim l'chayim. He observes that, yes, sometimes you see tzaddikim get death and rishayim get life. So how does that work out? Oh, well, to that we look to the Sof Parakam of Kiddushin. Misha zechuyosav merubim yavonosav. Doma kamisha sarafas kol haTorah kula. Velo shir mimena os achas. V'yavonosav merubim yizechuyosav. Doma kamo shekiyim kol haTorah kula. Velo chiser os achas. V'cholzad dekari hocha gabir shay miso gabir tzedikim chayim kolomar l'chaye holom ha ba. In other words, what Tosos are saying is that on Rosh Hashanah, or in some cases on Yom Kippur, there's some type of assessment made as to whether this person is a ben olam haba or not. There's a cheshbon that's made. Is this person a ben olam haba or not? Now, what does that mean for the rest of that person's life? Or what happens after Rosh Hashanah? Is that it? If everything is decided and determined on Rosh Hashanah, what happens the next day?
Wasn't just for that year that he's reading
okay.
In that.
Okay. Good. So, in Tosafos Rosh says, "Midikachasha benin and mashma tzadikim gemurim Karelim Misha Zechuyosa Merubim, Rashaim Gemurim Misha Vanosa Merubim. Hilkach Chai L'Chaim. L'Misa, this Chaim and Misa that we what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? So, Tosafot Rosh continues. He says, yes, typically Tzadikim Gemurim and Rashaim Gemurim is a function of Zechusim. So Hilkach over here, when we use these terms, L'chaim u'lamisa, the kamar lo b'chayi olam hazeh, u'misa olam hazeh kamar. That doesn't make sense. Can't be that we're talking, when we say chayim u'mavas, it's not in this world. De'in zeh taloi b'rov avonos o b'rov zechuyos. That's not a function of rov zechuyos or rov avonos. Because he says, look at the Gemara in Kedushin. Misha vanosa merubin zechuyosav, dome. Kamisha Kiyamas ha Torah Kula Velochisim and Osachas, Misha Zahuyosa Merubin Mivonosav, Doma Kamisha Sarfas at Torah Hilkach. Hai Chaim Omisa the Kamrahachi, what does it mean over here? Hainu Chaye Olam Haba, Omisa Salam Haba. Demaoros Shalo, Ugzerosav Shalshana Zu, Tuluyinba. This is what, similar to what Adam was saying about the credit score. You look at the person's behavior over the course of the year. The ma'oro shalom, the events that happened through his actions, ubzerosav shelshana zu tuluyin ba. Those are what dictate shegozrin alatzadik gzeros kashos bolam hazeh. There are decrees that are lodged against an individual during his lifetime, Bolam Hazeh, Lihi Para Mimenu Avonosav, to bring about Kapara for the sins that he did, to require from him the sins that he did. Ula Rasha goes in Gzeros Tovos, and the Rasha is given some type of reward for the good things that he did. So he'll get the schar for the mitzvahs that he did in this world. Like it says in Meshalei Mosonav El Panav, Lahavido Hilkach Tzarech Lahalusan Bekaf Maznayim Bechol Shana. Every year there's some type of assessment that's made to decide what type of year the person should have.
But that's the marriage from the last year.
What we're saying is that there's a cheshbon made based on whether or not the person is a ben olam haba or not. And based on whether or not he's a ben olam haba, he'll have either reward for all his good deeds to make sure that he's paid back for everything that he's done in this world, so that he gets nothing in the world to come, or so that he gets punished for the sins that he's done, so that he doesn't have to have that cheshbon in the world to come.
Why can't he be rewarded and have olam haba?
What do you mean?
Is that assuming that he's also going to be rewarded for the good things that he's done?
Like, do you just suffer?
Like, he just needs to suffer because in order, like, he's...
A person needs to pay... Well, no, he's saying that the suffering is... A person who has sinned needs to have some type of piron for the sins.
What does that mean?
There's a... There's something that is deserving in response to the sin. Something, he deserves some type of punishment, whatever that is. See, what I think Tosar is saying is that there's this general idea of assessing whether or not the person's a ben olam haba or not. And then based on that, there's going to be a decision as to what kind of year he's going to have here to keep him on that path of olam haba or not. If this guy is not going to Olam Haba, then he needs to be rewarded for all the good things that he's done. But if this other person is going to Olam Haba, then in order to, for him to get there with a clean slate, so to speak, he needs to get some type of retribution for his misdeeds first.
So a Rasha has good deeds that he's going to be rewarded for.
Yes.
And a Tzaddik has bad deeds that he's going to be punished for.
Right.
And those punishments and good deeds get rewarded and punished in this world.
Yes.
So in the next world, you're either going to have Chaim or not.
That's right. That's right. So first it's like that.
At first, it sounds like a system of paying debts of some sort. You know, so that a tzaddik will have to pay his debts of his ill actions so that he can make it to the Olam Haba. But it doesn't really sound like that's what's happening. I don't know.
Interesting. Just once it's nichtam in the for Chaim or Mavet, if it's for Olam Haba, if he's then if they're going to try to. It's going to try to continue to facilitate that.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
And the way to do that is to have to punish him, I guess, so that he gets to experience the total bliss.
Right.
So again,
let me just review. We're just presenting one opinion at the moment. There are other opinions here, but the opinion of Tosos. When I say Tosos, I'm referring to Tosos. Together with the Tosfos of Rashi here, seems to be that there's an assessment made on Rosh Hashanah as to what the spiritual standing is of a person. Is this a Ben Olam Haba or not? Obviously it's based on the previous year. Looking back, is this person a Ben Olam Haba or not? Okay, let's assume he is. Then there may be the need for some suffering in the year to come. So that this person is.
They roll for.
Is it so that his verdict is still the same? Like his chus is still more than his sins?
No.
He's reduced the amount of sin?
No.
Because he's been
a kafara. We want to make sure that this person pays all of his debt, so to speak, in this world, so they could have a full enjoyment of the world to come.
Wow. So that's the consequence, really, of being nechtam and.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes you have it the other way. Sometimes you have a person who's a Rasha, but he has some merit, did some good things the previous year. So maybe in the year to come, he'll be rewarded for. It doesn't mean it's a person who. It sounds kind of counterintuitive what we're saying. It doesn't mean that a person who's generally good is gonna suffer because he's good. It means there's a cheshbon that has to be made.
But is it to effectuate in the Olam Haba a greater status because you've repaid? In other words, the more you suffer, the more Olam Haba you're gonna have.
No, I'm not. That's not this idea. We're not talking about suffer. No, we're talking about. What it boils down to is the following: a person is rewarded and or punished for the things that they've done, but in order to repay the Russia. The Rasha gets repaid here and gets nothing in the world to come. The Tzaddik, in order that he could continue to be guaranteed his share, full share.
To be a Tzaddik.
His share in Olam Haba. Okay. You want to make sure that share is uninterrupted. So we don't want the Tzaddik to have to go through some process of I'm using the term advisedly, you know, of purgatory, but before Olam Haba, yes, but not right now. Okay, all right.
Before,
right. We don't want to.
You mean there, though?
We don't want to say. We don't want to say when this tzaddik dies. Well, first he has to now. He has a cheshbon to.
He earns something in the world to come, and then there's some sort of process in between the world to come and this world in which he would have to pay off.
Whatever possibly
sins he may have had.
That's right.
And so then therefore we may say that in this world he suffers.
Right.
He doesn't have to spend so much time.
Yes.
Whatever that
that's
means.
That's right. That's what Tosa is saying that Rav Krispidoy means that this is what the cheshbon that's made on Rosh Hashanah. How much suffering and how much enjoyment is this person destined for based on what their trajectory is right now?
Really, I would have thought it was just what the verdict is and then what.
What is based on? And then the based on that verdict
is determined on how he does that year.
And let's just take one more minute. This is obviously very difficult. If you want, we could try to continue with it tomorrow.
It's fruitful.
Pull out a Shulchan Aruch. Or Chaim Chelek Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Beis, which is Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Sif Tes, Af Al Pi Shekol Yemos Hashanah Mispalim B'Lachash, even though on every day of the year we pray Shmona Esrei quietly for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Nogin Lomar B'Kol Ram Ulahatos Lo Hashinan. We're not worried about causing mistakes. Kevan she mitsuyin biyada machzor. We're not worried about disturbing the guy next to us or having him get mixed up because everyone has a machzor. Rama says v'nogin shekol echad omer lechaveiro l'shana tova teicha seif. Says again minigesh shekol echad omer lechaveiro Lishana Tova Secha Seif. Says the Gra, Vinohagin Vachule Techa Seif. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it says in the Gemara that Shlosha Svarim Vachule Hainu Lachaye Ha'olam Haba. When we talk about the Shlosha Svarim and we talk about what should be written, we're talking about not the year, not the life in the physical world, we're talking about the year. Or the life rather in Olam Haba, like Tosos say Sham, not like other opinions like the Ran, who says it's talking about Olam Hazeh, and we're talking about Tzadikim and Rishayim, Bedinon. We're not talking about that. That's a different idea, and we know that we'll see tomorrow some of those other opinions. But the Gra here seems to be bearing out the opinion of Tosos and says that's what the minig of the Rama is based on. When we say Shana Tova Sechase Vesechase La'alter Chaim Tovim Shalom, we're talking about a life in the world to come. So again, there's an assessment that's made. What type of person are we dealing with? Sometimes you have a tzaddik who has some sins. Sometimes you have a rasha who has some merits. So it's true, a person who could be a tzaddik will be nechtam for chayim, meaning chayim in olam haba, but he has some averos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be gozer on that person, some yisurim to be mechaper for those averos, so that he could continue to be zochet to chayim haba, without the need for any type of yisurim in what we generally refer to as gehenim, and so to the opposite. Sometimes you have a person who's generally speaking a Rasha, but he's going to have a year of good. Why? Because really he's Nidon for Misa. He's not a Ben Olam Haba, but he has some merits that deserve reward. So he'll get for those things, he'll get a Shana of goodness, of Bracha. So he'll get his Schar here and not have anything in Olam Haba. But yes, it seems that assessment is going to be made again on the following year. As we're not accounting for death. It doesn't seem like we're really discussing actual death at the moment. The way a person lives his life from year to year causes this accounting period to be triggered. And we take an assessment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on Rosh Hashanah, okay, what kind of person is this? And what kind of years are you going to have coming forward? Sounds kind of simple now when you boil it down that way, but it doesn't account for everything. We know it doesn't fully explain.
What's tshuva?
Okay, we have to understand that. Can tshuva effectuate a change in the year that should come? Right?
The chatima. What are you saying of the year in terms of?
Well, the year in the physical world. You tell me this is what I deserve because of my overall.
Right. The only way it changes what you deserve is that it changes the chasima, no?
Right.
Well, but that can only work on the next year, though, if you want to talk about the chasima.
No, so then that's the question. Then Shua doesn't do anything in this world.
Right, no, for that year. For that once year. Yeah.
Okay, like I said, I won't be able to fully answer all these questions, but we'll try to do our best at least in getting the sheet to sat on the table and then. We'll try to understand them as best we can. All right, we'll stop here for today.